This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
I am very, very excited because coming to chat to me now is telepresenter, Radio 1 DJ, party game creator, and now children's author, Matt Edmondson. Do you like my X Factor voice, Matt?
What an introduction, Frankie. That was very... Your X Factor voice is pretty good.
Oh, amazing. I spent all night practicing, so I'm glad you like it.
I think you need to add more sort of guttural throat noise at the end.
Okay, I'm going to add that into my notes.
Yes.
You've done so many things. What was it that made you want to write a children's book?
Well, I love magic, and this book has magic tricks inside it that you can pull out and do. And I always thought that'd be a really fun thing to have in a book. I love books as a kid that had extra stuff in them. So not just the story and the pictures, but little envelopes and little flaps and little pockets and things like that. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if in those pockets there were magic tricks that you could pull out and perform that came with all the instructions, but also that linked perfectly back into the story of what was going on. So that's kind of the idea. And that's what I've hopefully achieved with The Greatest Magician in the World. It's a story about a kid called Elliot who loves magic. And he goes off to try and find the greatest magician that there is. And along the way, meets loads of magicians, from people who can make stuff disappear, to people who can break out of jail cells wearing handcuffs, to people who can read your mind and know exactly what kind of underpants you've got on. And all of them teach him a trick that you can then take out of the book and show another person.
I was going to mention underpants to you, actually, not just out of context, but now that you've mentioned it, I feel like I can safely talk about this. That's probably my favourite trick in the book, is the one with the underpants. What's your favourite trick?
Well, that is one of mine, because it does feel totally impossible. You get a little cardboard cut out of Elliot, who's the lead character, you get three pairs of pants, and you can invite someone, your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, whoever, to choose a pair of pants to put on Elliot. And you have always predicted exactly what pair of pants they choose. So that is one of my favourites. I think my personal favourite from the book is one using the escapologist, which is a big word that means someone who can escape from stuff. You might have heard of Harry Houdini, who's a magician, who used to get tied up and locked in a jail cell, and then he could just bust out of it and manage to free himself. We have a trick like that in the book, where you ask your spectator, the person you're showing the trick to become a pair of handcuffs by using their fingers, and they hold on to a picture of our escapologist, and there is no way that you can turn that picture over, because they've got hold of him, they're the handcuffs, and yet magically, under the cover of the book, you are able to turn it up the other way. And the reactions that trick gets from people, bearing in mind it's really simple to do, and when you read the instructions you'll be able to do it in seconds, the reaction it gets is unbelievable. People really can't imagine how you've been able to affect something that they were holding on to as tightly as they could.
That is absolutely crazy. Now, you mentioned Elliot, who's the lead character in the book. How much of Elliot is based on you and your own kind of story?
Well, we have some similarities. We're both very small. We both love magic. We both own the same dog, although that might be because I asked Gary, the illustrator, to put my dog in the book. And we're both obsessed with magic. He has a relative in the book, his great-great-grandfather, who was the greatest magician that ever lived. And he's always wanted to be just like him, but hasn't really known how. And for me, I had a great uncle called Uncle Jeffrey, who's still very much around. And he taught me a trick. In fact, he showed me a trick when I was a kid, a brilliant trick, where he had a handkerchief and a matchstick, and he put the matchstick underneath the handkerchief, and I could feel it. I could feel it was the only one there. And then he asked me to snap it in half, and I snapped it, and I could feel it breaking. And then he gave me the handkerchief back and asked me to lift it off, and the match had fully restored it. It had gone back together. There was no breaking
way.
I know, it baffled me. And I thought about it for about a year, and then he said, OK, I'm going to show you how it works. And at that point, I was sucked into the world of magic and wanting to find out how to do tricks. And it is the best thing if you're a little bit of a show-off, or if you like the limelight, or actually even if you're a bit shy and you think, oh, it'd be really good to have a thing to show to other people so I can start a conversation, or to kind of impress people on Boxing Day or whatever, at a Christmas party. This is the thing that can allow you to do that, because all of the tricks are dead easy and come with the instructions. So it's the thing that I wish I'd had at that age, after I learned that first trick that my great uncle taught me.
Well, it's amazing that your kind of love of magic could be traced back to one experience. So hats off to Uncle Jeffrey.
Yes, Uncle Jeff.
Yeah, what a great story. And I mean, I was going to ask you how you got into magic, but you've already answered the question for me. So You mentioned before Gary Parsons, who's the illustrator for the book, and it looks absolutely beautiful. How did you meet Gary Parsons and how did this kind of relationship build?
So I'm a fan of Gary's because he did the Dinosaur That Pooped books. I love those and seen them around. And we spent ages, and I mean ages, trying to find the perfect illustrator for this book. Eventually someone said, oh, what about Gary Parsons? And I thought, he'll never do it. He's so busy. He's got so much stuff on. But we sent him all of the tricks and we sent him the story. And I think he kind of just fell in love with all of the characters because there are seven different magicians in there, all really different from each other. And they all sort of have their own world. So the mind reader has her own world. There's a magic shop that Elliot goes to, and that in itself is an incredible world. And there's just such a level of detail that Gary brings to his illustrations that if you're a fan of, like I am, looking at a book and trying to spot all the little in-jokes and funny extra bits, there's so much of that. So he just saw the book. I think he's into magic, and he decided to go for it. And thank goodness he did, because obviously I've done the writing bit and the tricks bit, but he has brought it to life, and it now feels like I can't believe that the book exists, because when I hold it I think, how on earth did this actually happen? Because it was such a silly idea, it felt like, when I first had it, of, oh, tricks and inside a magic book. So with Gary's additions to it, I just can't believe that it actually exists and looks as amazing as it does.
Yeah, well, it's come together beautifully. I can't take my hands off it. And I'm sure it'll be the same for parents. It's going to be one of those presents that parents get for their kids, but it's actually more for themselves, because I'm addicted to it anyway.
Well, I'm glad. And actually, it's the funny thing with it is that I've given a few copies to kids that I know. So I've got a niece, and we had a big family get together for her birthday a few weekends ago. And I gave her the book, and she sort of took it away and 10 minutes later came back and started showing people the tricks from the book. And I was like, OK, good. It means the instructions are clear. It all works. But she just got the best reaction. And afterwards, people were kind of loitering around saying, can I have a look at the book? And she was fiercely protective over the instructions, as she should be. But yeah, all of the grown-ups were totally baffled by the tricks inside there. I mean, I think they're some of the best magic tricks for that age group that have ever existed in this sort of way.
I am certainly going to be showing off those tricks myself as well. It's not just your niece.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah. Have you? So you've tried the pants trick.
Yes, I've tried.
Did you do it on someone and did it get a good reaction?
No, you know what? I haven't managed to try it on anybody else yet, but I was baffled by it myself. And right. I was just really, really impressed with how it works.
Yes.
And I've seen tricks like that before, but I had no idea. I couldn't even fathom how it would come together. So to see how it's done is really, really cool. But I can't wait to try it on other people.
Yeah, Frankie, you've got to go and perform it. The next person you see, go and show them that trick.
I'm going to do it right now. As soon as we finish this, Imogen's sitting right here and I'm going to show her some amazing tricks. So anybody who's looking to get more information about the book, where can our listeners go to find out more?
The internet, I always think, is a good starting point, Frankie. It's called The Greatest Magician in the World, so you can search for it there. It's by Macmillan. So if you go to the Pan Macmillan website, which I think is panmacmillan.com/greatestmagician, you'll find lots of information there. Or just go down to your local bookshop, because I know that lots of the independent bookshops are really excited about having this, because it's a thing that they can take bits out of and show to people who are coming into the shop. And I think they're all really excited about performing some magic on people that come in. So if you've got a local bookshop, go there, ask if they've got the book. Or if you're feeling a bit lazy, then, just order it now on the internet.
Well, I'm very excited as well. Thank you so much, Matt. The Greatest Magician in the World is out now. And thank you for coming here and joining us on Fun Kids.
It is my pleasure, Frankie. Thanks so much. That was a lovely chat.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.